Tyler's putting on the headphones. Looks like we're ready to go.
Hey, everybody.
Tyler's under the gun. He told his wife he would be home by 9 o'clock to help her with Christmas stuff.
Yep,
it's 5 minutes till 9.
56. Well, I was told he'd be here for 7 for Film Vault Family Christmas. That didn't start till 7:45.
We were both on time.
So I blame the big show.
Crazy, right? That we were both on time?
That is quite odd.
I'm on my 8th circus peanut.
That's good.
It was a sugar rush like no other.
Circus peanuts that you acquired in the... I guess the spoiler, because this... Well, I don't know when we're posting this, because I still haven't posted last week's, because of a technical error.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Anderson uploaded it, and then I went to go post it on Friday, and it was no longer there. I don't know what happened.
Hmm.
But maybe Anderson did it wrong, or I don't know.
And we got no feedback about having no show last week?
This is not exciting to talk about. No, apparently, no one tweeted me. Usually people tweet me and say, hey, where the hell's the episode? Not a single one. So that's a good sign.
That's a terrible sign. Do you think people are under the assumption that we're taking a Christmas vacation?
Probably.
Wait, not one single person? No. I got some shit on my Twitter.
No one tweeted me.
I didn't get anything.
Maybe the show actually went up.
No.
Hmm. Guys, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you complaining?
Oh, we were. We were complaining about how we were here on time, but we didn't do the show until 7:45.
No, I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, okay.
Hey. I know these are terrible, but they're so good.
All right, we just finished a disaster of a program of a Film Vault Christmas episode where Mike and Ty are on the program. I called I called Tyler Carano and Mike once.
Yes, much he said chagrin. Mike and Carano are here.
Much to the chagrin of Ty.
I was majorly chagrined.
It was a good show. I've never seen Brian laugh that much or get that embarrassed ever.
It went fast.
I can't say it was a good show, though. But... here we are.
Our part was good.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good program, right? I got good feelings about this. How long has it been since the three of us have been? I guess a week.
Yeah. It's been literally 1 week.
It's been a long time since the listeners heard all three of us.
That's true.
And what is the deal with that? I feel like maybe we just don't do the show anymore if no one's complaining.
I don't know. I don't really honestly don't know what the deal is.
Everyone send your complaints.
No, that's really bugging me now that I think about it. So no show got posted and nobody complained.
I think we were wishy-washy in the end of the previous episode about whether or not we would be doing one
you
the
know
following
what?
Week.
And by the way you're going about this and getting upset about it, everybody is clamoring for Obamacare and is really, really loves it because there's so much complaining going on because I can't get it. You know what I mean?
We got it.
Yeah, we got it.
About
what I'm saying is a lot of people really hate Obamacare, yet everyone's complaining about it. So,
well, the people on talk radio hate it. Everyone else probably doesn't give a shit. I wouldn't have done it if you didn't tell me to do it.
I know. I called Mike up like a good friend.
Are you surprised I did it?
No.
So you have Anderson care.
That's terrible. Come here. Let me clean that up.
We should do that. Tyler care.
What do we got, guys? What we have anything
I'm at the hospital, Tyler. It's $5,600. Well, your deductible is going to be $5,600.
We have anything to bring to the
Tyler
show
care.
To the people that don't care about the show, whether it's here or not?
I saw a lot, about 20 adorable otters in Washington, D.C.
What?
Yeah.
What? Did you get to hold them?
I did not get to hold them. However,
am I the only one here that hasn't played with otters?
However, it was near feeding time, and they were, like, just losing their damn minds. So they're just running around their enclosure, and there's like, 14 of them, the mom and dad, and then, like, 12 brothers and sisters. And they all just run around in packs, and it's the cutest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. And they squeak.
Yeah.
And they would run from side of the enclosure to the other side where... there was people, and then there was little kids standing by the water, and every time this one girl would scream, they'd all look at her, and they'd line up from about 20 feet away, and then run as fast as they could and splash into the water right up against the glass that she's standing behind, and then all swim out, and then do it again. Do it like 3 times.
You got to play with them?
I'm going to scream and make them do that.
But I got to stand like 2 feet from them.
You watch them through the glass like you can do down in Long Beach, down the street.
Oh, I thought you meant like you did another like Walk with the Otters Odyssey thing.
No, but I have a video, Anderson, I'll show you, and you're gonna die of cuteness.
All right. I don't think that's...
Thanks for not showing it to me. But
yeah, you don't get to see it.
I don't care about cuteness.
Mm-hmm. Fuck those otters.
All right, I got some stories. I don't know if you guys got stories, but I got... First of all, can I just complain, and I'm sure I'm going to offend one of the listeners. 25% of our audience, apparently. One of them. See the math I just did. Can we stop with the trends? I don't know what it is about trends that
I hate
trending? So much. Things that are like, oh, really? That's what we're going to do? That's what we're going to be into now? Okay, yeah. I'm totally into wearing ugly Christmas sweaters.
Okay, that's way, way too vast and too vague.
I love
to ask.
Wearing ugly Christmas
trends
sweaters.
Trends have always been around.
Oh, it's
always,
am I alone?
Always.
Ugly sweaters is way old. That's
it's,
like
it is old, but,
that's
but like old people are now getting to it.
That's
now showing up on
TV. Can we stop with the trends?
It's showing up on TV all the time. And it's
can
like
we stop with the bars, you guys? This place is serving
no,
alcohol.
Bars are cool.
No, but I mean,
bars are good.
Trends. People live for
it's
trends.
It's the little niche things. It's like, people, oh, that's what we're doing? Now
people
everyone's going to get
live for
it's
trends.
Quirky things.
People live for trends. They live for that.
Why? I hate it so much.
Trends is
the Jennifer Aniston haircut from like 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
Well, that looks good. But to like go on and on about ugly Christmas sweaters because it's funny, it's quirky, you know? It's like before people were embarrassed by the Christmas sweaters being ugly, but now like we have competitions. Let's have an ugly Christmas sweater party and see who has the ugliest one. So this is real ugly.
You're mad about one trend.
That's the one that I'm harping on. That's the one that I'm zeroing in on, but it's those kinds of things. You know what I mean? Hashtag tweet me.
So you, if this was like 100 years ago, you'd be yelling at the people that were starting to wear like ties instead of bow
Gotta
ties.
Get those fuckers off. They look like nooses.
Everybody's wearing newsy caps, see?
It's one thing if it's advancing society, you know what I mean? Or it makes sense. Like a tie covered the buttons. We don't want to see those buttons on the front of your shirt.
No, the point of the tie was to keep food from getting on your shirt.
Oh, it was like a bib?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, but I don't know.
I'm actually learning something.
It was like buttons, a bib, and also just fashion. It was like some weird combination of the three.
To cover the buttons. I'm going to stick with that one.
I'm reading
buttons
the,
are cool looking.
I'm reading the White Devil and what is it?
Oh,
I'm reading that
White
right
City.
Now. Yeah,
yeah, The Devil in the White City.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Good shit.
Such a good book.
Good time to read a book. We just started a friggin' podcast.
Michael, I want to talk to you about your about your own personal after disaster called Miscellaneous Adventures of Mike Corona. Is that close?
Totally close.
Tyler, I know you don't listen because you're not a fan or a friend.
You should do your own podcast.
I'm going to do one about just you.
Rune should do a podcast. Rune, you want to do a podcast?
On the After Disaster Network?
He's giving me a thumbs up.
And we're starting? You got to get these fucking things away from me, man. I'm going to eat every goddamn one of these. I don't need this much sugar in my system.
All right.
Yeah, you should take those
away. You've been referencing these things, it seems like, for the last four different shows.
Eat one and tell me
I've
you
done.
Can't stop. You can stop.
I'm not going to eat a circus
four
peanut.
Of those are 12% of your daily sugar intake.
Yeah, well,
is
I
that
just
true?
Had 2 days worth of my sugar
really?
Intake.
Four.
I'm on either 9 or 10 right now.
I listen to Corona's podcast because I'm a friend and because I'm running out of good things.
You don't have to listen to it.
No,
I really don't.
Here's the problem that I have with it, though. And I hope I don't upset you. And I've not talked to you about this off air at all. But you and I think that you're doing it. I try and get in your headspace. I really do. And I think a lot of time I can get there. But sometimes I'm just confused. You do it as though every single person listening to it has never heard of you before. Which I don't know if that's...
I'm intentionally doing that.
Because... What's the word? What's the word, tie word? Modest? Like a modesty thing?
No, I'm trying to make it so if somebody has never listened and has no idea that they wouldn't be like inside. You
that's
know what
more
I mean?
Pompous to assume that lots of new people are going to be listening to it.
Yeah,
show.
That's I was going back and forth in my head when I was at the gym. I'm like, now is it modest or is it arrogant? I'm trying to figure out which
it's
which
modest.
Angle.
It's modest.
Okay. Here's the weirdest one, Ty. He just did a music episode, which he had a lot of misgivings about, and that's what I love about the podcast, about Mike's show, and about Mike. I mean, he's just a very open and honest. He's very raw, and if he has misgivings or he's uncomfortable at something, he lays it on a little thick sometimes, but a lot of time it's totally real. And I felt like it was really real where he's bearing his soul in his most recent episode and doing the music episode. And he played, like, what, four tracks?
Four or five.
You got to get some to Logan just quickly so that we can get it on the film vault as a featured artist.
I'd love to.
Okay. So he does a couple songs. He does one about a lonely cowboy or something, and then another one that
was
good.
Is it the ones available on your website at microrunner.net? Mm-hmm.
And he talked people out of buying them, and he says they should get them for free. But you can buy them if you want. But very funny. It's an enjoyable podcast. If you like Mike, you're definitely going to like it. And I would think that most of the people that listen know you from 5 episodes of Mike and or the After Disaster, right?
Probably.
That's what I would think. He burst into the third track on this this spoken word. The third track, Tyler, on the spoken word podcast.
I just pulled them off my website.
Is a song called Happy. And never once does he ever say anything like, some of you may have heard this song 1,000 times on a program called The After Disaster, which I also...
You got a good... You have a point there.
It was weird. It was very strange. Him introducing Happy as though he was doing the show in a different language for a different country. Like a whole new audience is going to be hearing it. It was weird.
No,
bye, Logs. Happy Christmas.
That is on my mind, though, while I'm recording it, is to try to do it for somebody who's never listened before. And not just one episode, every episode.
Okay, so that they can all live on their own.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to pick one and do it for me.
This goes out to Tyler.
This is the Tyler episode.
Well, it'd be all inside shit, so that wouldn't work. It was really kind of strange hearing this guy that I know so well and introduce a song that I know so well that many, many people, probably more people, I'd say way more people know that song than any other song you've done.
Mm-hmm. That's all from the show, absolutely.
And not that we're looking for credit.
It's true. It's true, though.
I was listening as a listener of the After Disaster, and I was kind of going like, well, what about me? What about the people that listen to your other show and know your song? You're talking not
You do
to
have
me.
A point there, and there was no conscious effort to try to, like...
Yeah, there was.
No.
Conscious effort not to do it, though.
Not to try to not mention it. It was just I'm trying to keep everything, like, on, like, its own separate... Like, I'm trying not to mention...
I know. You want it to be a standalone.
This has now become the podcast where we're talking about Mike's podcast.
All right, yeah.
Which
we're not
referring to the song from our podcast.
I thought of you
we're
immediately.
Discussing that on our podcast.
I thought of you immediately, Ty-Ty, when it happened. And I'm like, I want to bring this up to Ty-Ty. All right, you know what? We'll move on. How about that?
I'm the first person you think of when people don't get credit for stuff. Is that...
Not even credit. I was listening as a listener, as I am wont to do, Tyler. Like, when I'm watching a TV show that I really like a lot that's got low ratings, and I'm thinking, what's wrong? I'm watching it as though I'm watching it for the very first time. I used to do that with Arrested Development all the time. And I'm like, would I like this if I just tuned in right now? What's wrong? And I start trying, and that's kind of what I was doing with Mike Carano's podcast, as a listener of the After Disaster. I was pretending and putting myself in the headspace of a pap, listening to Mike's other thing, and I was kind of hurt. I felt like I was left out. Not as Anderson.
Yeah, I hope
as a listener.
I'm not trying to hurt you.
Not me. A listener.
Oh.
All right, I feel like we've gone down a rabbit hole.
I'm aware of the fact that I'm trying to keep it, like, which is why I'm struggling with it because.
It's cool, buddy. The pussy's on the chain wax. I got it.
Trying to.
I got it.
The what?
The pussy's on the chain wax.
I don't get that.
You never heard the pussy's on the chain wax?
No.
I can't help you.
Yeah, come on.
Maybe you should explain it then.
I have no idea what that is.
Guys, looking at you like, what is it? What does it mean?
Pussy's on chain wax. You've never heard that before. It's a saying. It's a thing. We're all doing it.
Yeah.
Is that a trend?
It's a trend. It's a trend. I'm helping perpetuate.
Pussy's on the train.
The pussy on the chain wax.
Wax. What is that?
That is not a thing.
It's a Key and Peele thing. It's hilarious. And it's all about how it's not a thing.
Oh, gotcha.
But now it's going to be a thing. And I guarantee you, there's going to be pussy on the chain wax shirts and hats.
And ugly sweaters.
Don't ruin it.
Hey, isn't the whole idea of a trend just people that want to be loved?
Oh. They want to be a part of something.
Yeah.
That really, but yeah. They just accept anything.
It's like
so
one of the.
Let's get into trend with the
high dollar trends are like matte. Paint on your car that costs $10,000.
Oh, I've wanted that for a long time though. I wanted
you want some
a
guy
raised
named Matt
truck
to paint on your car.
I wanted a raised truck with black. Just
what?
Matte.
Do you mean like
15-year-old Anderson wanted a
are
black?
Are you talking about like hot rod, like how they leave it like bondoed?
I didn't want it to be shiny. I wanted it to be black, and I wanted it to be. You know what I got it from was Mad Max. I wanted it.
And
have
so
a
when
Mad
you
Max
see
stuff.
That current trend, like when you see an SLS Mercedes go by, and it's like, man,
no,
you think that looks good?
I don't think it should be on the really high price cars. I think it should be on a shitty car.
You know how carefully you have to wash that shit? You can't go through the car wash.
It's like a chalkboard, right? Can you do math equations on it?
You can paint your car with chalkboard paint, and like people do that, and they leave they make chalk for people to.
It'd be
draw
awful
the car.
Though every time you're trying to get
the
into
way
your
you
car,
said that was like that's a frequent thing to see. I'd never seen it.
If you miss and your nail goes on the chalkboard. That'd be terrible.
Cars are already bad when they're like slightly wet and you rub your finger on it. It's like, yeah.
Hey, I got a story about my neighbor, the rotund girl across the street.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
The half story, because I wasn't there to experience it.
The rotunded girl?
The little girl that lives across the street. She's got a special needs older sister.
Retarded and rotund. Rotunded.
No, she's not mentally challenged. Her older sister has special needs, but she's like a little 10-year-old girl. And she's the one that came to my house twice for Halloween this year.
Mm-hmm. Wonder how many times she'll come for Christmas.
Two of the three people once.
Two of the what?
Two of the three people. Two of the three first people that came to my door for a Halloween to trick or treat were the rotund little girl from across the street. She's the one that I caught
kinda
in the
cute.
Front the front door, knocking at my door, or not knocking, but fucking with my front door at 8:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning. And then I caught her and she said that she was coming over to invite me to her house. This
it's not too late. In my head, it would be too late because it's either have it all or none. But realistically, put a webcam out there and just shoot every time she comes up. I think you might have a great
she
5
barely
minute
comes
film.
Up though. She comes up like once every
you can start
3
inviting
months.
Her. Start baking bake
Actually,
cookies.
I don't know.
Bake cookies. Leave the window
have,
open. She'll
I don't
smell
have
it.
Windows
she'll come over.
In front of my house. She might come over a lot more
bake
than
cookies.
I know. Here's the deal. I pull up 2 nights ago.
Get a popcorn machine. Set it in the front like foyer area. Just let that smell
I'm
waft
not trying
up.
To trap her by like luring her in with like sugar.
Get an ice cream truck.
Munch.
Ice cream truck bell.
There's ice cream trucks that still cruise around my neighborhood. Dead of winter.
Good thing the internet's
kids. California.
It's cold, though. So I pull up in the driveway at my house a couple nights ago, and I hear noise coming from across the street. It sounds like cats being raped. And then I realized that it's got some kind of harmony to it. And then I realized that it's a Christmas caroler. And oh, my God.
Oh, no.
There's Christmas carolers in my goddamn neighborhood. This is not acceptable.
And they're going to come to your door and they're going to want a tip.
That's what they want, right?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know how that
carolers
works.
Carolers don't get money.
Because you know
they
what?
Don't?
2013.
No.
And we don't have carolers
for them.
They just go to like make the neighbors smile. And
it's
that's
a trend
it.
That died. Thank God. Because it's awful.
It's really awkward. You're just standing there watching people sing at you.
I'm no, trying. But obviously, it's not a trend that died if it's in your neighborhood.
Well, here's the deal.
Like I saw them at Disney, at downtown Disney a couple days ago.
Well, yeah, but they got like the barber quartet or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
But this, they had carolers now too.
So I walk in and yeah, parcels and grocery bags in hand. And
have you in your life ever referred to mail as parcels before?
Parcels. At this time of year, it's always parcels. Hey, speaking of which, all you guys that bought the I'm sorry, I'm exceptionally tired. The stockings.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. If any of them are damaged or fucked up or didn't arrive at all,
suck it up.
We'll sell you another one for 30.
Sent them all out. The new ones are going to cost you double, $60. But no, if any of, if just please email me or just hit it up through the eBay and we'll get you a new one because it doesn't cost us anything and not much, I should say, just time and effort. But
it costs us the effort of trying to get Mike to do one.
He once he focuses, he's good. Anyways, so I walk in, parcels under one hand, groceries in the other. I don't know why I got to paint that part of the picture, but and Jillian, the wife, poor girl, big wide eyes, and she goes, "You have no idea what you just missed." I'm like, "Carolers?" She goes, "Not just carolers, the little girl from across the street."
No.
With carolers?
Just the one, not carolers.
Oh,
just
sad.
Her by
Carolyn
herself.
By herself?
And her mom was on the sidewalk watching, embarrassed.
Oh, what song did she sing?
She was singing,
Jillian. How come Jillian doesn't play along and go, "Come back when my husband's home"?
God, I wish I was there. I really wish I was there for the awkwardness.
You would have cried, probably.
Uncomfortability. So she was.
I'm coming over. Tell her.
She was singing something, and I guess like she was like doing this whole dance with it and stuff.
Oh, God.
And then she stopped. She goes, "I know I'm rocking your face off."
Oh.
You know what?
It's just to point out one more time, because she is not mentally challenged. She is just unfortunate.
I don't know what this girl looks like. I don't know how old she is.
Yeah,
I
was thinking today it'd be so great to take pictures with her. You know,
I picture her from
but
a Wes Anderson
it's
movie.
Exploitation. No, it would be more. She'd probably have more of a home like in Napoleon Dynamite.
What is a doctor? Is she mentally challenged? No, it's far worse than that.
She's Napoleon Dynamite.
Very unfortunate.
Movie.
She is unfortunate.
She's the most medically unfortunate person.
The doctor tells you, no. Everything seems fine.
What are some Christmas
for her personality?
I can't even think of any Christmas.
Deck the Halls.
Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Oh, Holy Night. We Three Kings.
Oh God, I want to call Jillian.
Jingle
right
Bell
now.
Rock.
Carol of the Bells.
I want to call Jillian. Will you put up the phones? I want to call her.
Jingle Bells. Jillian Bells. Robin laid an egg.
Put up the phone.
I gotta say, if you lived, like if I were married and my wife and I lived in a cool little neighborhood somewhere, in a weird way I would find it warm and comforting that somebody came around singing Christmas songs even though I don't.
Holy night.
Hello?
Hey, honey.
Silent.
Will you put my mic in
night.
One?
Hello?
We're caroling.
Hey, kid. Can you hear me?
Hey.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster right now.
Why?
Is this the first time you've been on the show?
Yeah, I think so. Will you put Tyler and Mike's in one as well so that you can hear him?
Can we?
Hi.
Hi.
She's not pleased with me right now. Hey, so I just told this story that I didn't get to experience, but it was the Christmas caroler from across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What was the song she was singing?
Jingle Bells.
Ah, we should have made bets.
So it was Jingle Bells. Okay.
Right there, I already know there's a problem because that's the simplest, most basic Christmas song. That's not even a caroler song. That's a song little kids sing.
Well, she's a little kid.
I know,
like
but
nine.
If she's going to carol, she's got to break out something good.
Yeah, seriously.
So Jillian was, I'm not going to have her do it right now because Jillian's, she's a modest person and she likes to be anonymous and she's really pissed at me for calling her right now. It's a Christmas episode though, honey, so I wanted to call you up and say Merry Christmas.
I'm not pissed. I'm just listening.
Okay. You're like all our other callers.
By the
actually,
way.
Actually, some of them are just not listening
yeah,
either.
I think she might be pissed now that you said she's pissed.
No.
Like you presumed she was going to be pissed.
Well, she is, just as soon as she's waiting to be off the phone. She doesn't want to give off the...
You're making it worse.
I know. I'm just digging. I'm joking around.
So we wanted to find out what song she was singing.
It was Jingle Bells, and Jillian was actually doing a rendition for me, and I could picture it perfectly, and it's got a lot of attitude.
Oh, she did it with some gusto?
Yeah, it was like long and drawn out, like a Broadway version, and she was doing a little jig with it.
Was she smiling while she did it?
No, she was putting all of her effort into it.
You know what? I'm giving her thumbs up then.
Just like Miley Cyrus on SNL, right? She gave it her all.
I'm dead serious. I want you to tell that girl that your friend Mike is swinging by one of these days soon. And I want to see her sing. I'm totally serious. I want to bring an outsider's perspective on this girl.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What was it? Did she say she was rocking your face off? What did she say?
She said she knew she'd bring joy to my face.
I was far off.
That's her sister.
I knew I'd bring joy to your face.
I kind of like it. I like this girl now. I like her. She's her own spirit.
Did you clap at the end, Jillian, or did you just kind of like close the door and say thank you?
I just flatly said, that's awesome. I didn't really know what to do.
You could have run inside and grabbed a piece of paper and put like drawn a four on it and stuck it outside the door.
That is exceptionally uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was the worst thing was that the mom was watching from like 5 feet away.
Well, what was she doing?
She was just awkwardly staring there, knowing that it was embarrassing, but not knowing to tell her daughter not to do that.
I wish you guys had the balls to go carol at her house. Like,
honey, it's not too late.
And actually have like a light show and like show her like how to actually do it.
Smoke.
Hey, what are you guys doing about it?
I asked Andy to, but he refused.
You weren't going to go carol with me. You wanted me to go by myself.
Yeah, that was, I watched it.
Mm-mm. No, not gonna happen.
No, I'm not going in caroling at the rotund unfortunate girl's house.
We can show up with a Christmas Dickens book.
We should dress up as the three ghosts from the Christmas Carol and scare the fuck out of the family.
That's the best thing about the show, honey. Is that I can talk about the rotund girl, and I know there's no way in hell she will ever hear this show. You know what I mean?
Right now, she's got her earbuds in, her eyes are wide.
Honey, I think we're going to quit the show. Last week, I showed it in post because there was an error, technical error on Tyler's part, and no one complained. No one asked for it. No one wondered what happened.
Yeah, that's not a good time.
Yeah, we're done.
To be fair, I haven't actually checked the Facebook. Maybe people wrote there. I don't know.
You guys better be pissed.
But this is a weird way to go out.
You know what you do is just no shows for like 6 months and then like make an announcement that shirts are available.
I was thinking on the way here that we should do an episode where we pretend like one of us snaps and murders the other ones in the studio and then post it and then see what happens.
If we're going to do it.
We got to do it for real. Commit. Feet up.
We got to commit to the acting part of it.
Oh, I know. Like we'd script it all out. A lot of Foley action.
Guys, no.
What?
We're not going to do that. First of all, everyone knows that we're huge liars about the Salton Sea. There's no one going to believe murder.
Everyone
believes
the Salton Sea.
Yeah.
I don't know how they believe
that. Janky Foley production ever.
All right, Shugs. I'll call you on my way home. Love you.
All right. Bye, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
I almost said I love you, too.
That's my other thing. That's a perfect segue.
I almost said it by accident. I'm like, I love you, too.
Will you take us out of one so that when I say fuck.
I already said that.
It won't go anywhere else.
I took it out, but I did say fuck earlier.
That's right. I don't think we're going anywhere else. Listen. Grandfather of the show, Mickey Janison, Milan Janison.
Yes.
I was talking to him on the phone the other day. Good, very good friend of mine. Love Mickey. I do. I love him. Really good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting off the phone after like a 15-minute conversation. I'm in traffic. My mind is wandering as it's known to do. And he says, I love you at the end of it. Like it was just kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. Thinking that he's talking to his girlfriend or something. It was a slip. And I panic. And I go, I love you too. And we hang up. And I'm just sitting in traffic and now I'm all freaked out. Totally freaked out.
Oh, yes.
I have some friends, though, that will do that. And they sound cool when they do it. Like, it doesn't sound like in an uncomfortable way. They're like, love you, man. Like, and I'm always like,
I got those friends too, but I've never done it with Mickey.
Do.
I don't think I've ever done it with Mickey, but it was
too, bro. Ugh,
I panicked, and he claims that I said, I live you, because I was so panicked.
It's the same as when you accidentally call your teacher mom. It's that same horrible
never
feeling.
Happy. He's so innocent. Look at this kid.
Now I can see that happening. My niece and my nephew call me dad all the time. When they get excited, we're like wrestling or something.
Right, because it's the same
thing.
They're
like, dad, you're on my... Oh, Mike.
They don't call you uncle?
The only other large man.
Just call you Mike?
With.
Yeah. They don't call me Uncle Mike.
That's weird.
They call
you Mr. Corrado.
Love
Mr.
you.
Mr. C. No, my niece... I already told you this. when her and I are having, she's five, and she'll be like, I want to play some game I made up that's way too strenuous. Like where I hold her up on the ceiling and let her walk along the ceiling like she's Spider-Woman. Mm-hmm. She's like, I want to do the spider thing. I'm like, I'm too tired. I want to do it. And I finally go, no. And she's like, okay, Keith.
Yeah, that's right.
She throws that at me.
Hey, you could do much worse.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
Pussy so, on the chain wax.
I've got a concern, Anderson,
what's
for your future.
Oh, no.
When I was at the airport on Wednesday, there's a lot of people doing the dog thing.
Oh, I don't.
A lot of people with the dogs.
Yeah, but I don't do it. Yeah, people need to fucking settle down and relax. I don't do it, for the record.
So many dogs at the airport. I saw at least 10 dogs.
Okay, there's.
And half of them weren't even wearing vests.
What Tyler's talking about is there's this American with Disabilities Act that allows you to have a service animal if it has a vest on, and legally no one's even allowed to ask. So you can bring a dog with a service vest into a...
A restaurant, a plane, wherever you want, a movie theater.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much anywhere you want. A gondola, if you like. And I used my vest. I have two of them, actually, because the only way that I was allowed to have Stanley at work, after 4 years of him coming to work without a complaint, but one fuck engineer that worked in this building worked because he's been fired. So I don't even have to put it on him anymore. But one fuck gave me shit and tried to have him, my dog, Stanley, banned from the studio. And everyone, all of the entire love line, we're here late at night. No one cares. Everyone loves Stanley. He's an icebreaker. He never barks. He doesn't act like a dog in here. He acts like a cat. He just sits there.
He acts like a fern.
He does nothing. I wouldn't bring a dog to the studio if it was running around. And then, of course, you know, Drew goes, I don't want to bring my dog in. And it comes and it starts shitting everywhere and peeing everywhere and barking and chasing black people. It was really embarrassing. Fucking Simone was bringing her goddamn dog in. And everyone just cut. But Stanley doesn't do it. I would not bring a bratty child or... So I fought the good fight, and I went out, and I got a vest and just played hardball so that I could bring Stanley to work because he's a great little dog, and honestly, it would break my heart after all because I started bringing him right when I got him. And if
you know Stanley looks forward to it.
He totally does. He gets so excited when it's time to go to work. I grab the keys. He's right at the
door.
Especially like,
when there's a good guest.
He's so used to coming to work, and I couldn't imagine.
He knows what Everlast is on.
Because he sings to Everlast song. So I use the vest.
Like, damn, fucking gay brought that hot sauce again. Jesus.
Only for him to say. I don't take him to my other jobs. I don't take him in taxi cab. I don't take him anywhere. I do want to take him to the beach, but I haven't. And I won't because it's fucking wrong.
I got
to
say,
it's taking advantage.
It's an area of life where I am 100% a colossal hypocrite because every time I see someone with a service dog, I'm like, fuck you. And then when Miranda got the vest for Dolly, I was like, here we go. She's coming with us everywhere we go now, and I totally dug it. And when I get a dog, and I'm going to get a dog at some point in my life.
Just go places where dogs are allowed. There's
plenty
of them.
I'm getting a vest, and that fucking dog's going to sit next to me at the table at Chin Chin.
No.
I swear to God, my dog's going everywhere, and I don't give a shit what anyone thinks.
You know what? You're so fucked up, you could probably actually get a real dog.
I am going to
get a real service dog.
I am going to get a service dog. Yeah.
This one woman's dog was clearly not a service dog because it was barking and pawing at doors because it had to go to the bathroom.
Dude, something major is going to happen within the next, I'd say, 24 months. There's going to be something huge, and it's going to be the trend. Everyone's going to be talking about it.
The woman starts banging on the door, and it's a door that if you walked outside of it, you would be on the tarmac, like at an airplane. Like that is.
She thought they were going to let her dog out?
I don't know. She's standing there banging. The dog's barking. Some guy has to leave the counter where they, you know, call Mr. Cowan, please come to the thing. We are upgrading you or whatever.
Me? Did you tell him
he had to leave a line of like 20 angry people and go deal with this woman and open her to like some restricted area so her like dog could go shit or pee or something like that.
Wow.
I hate human beings. Another disconcerting moment was when some girl was on the phone, you know, doing that aimless walk around you do while you're on the phone. And she, like, couldn't hear the person, so she wanted to, like, get outside. She just opened one of the doors that has the, like, alarm will sound, like, you're going to get arrested and
all
that
shit. Does
she
have a dog, too?
No.
What's wrong with her? What is wrong with her?
She opens that, walks outside, the alarm starts going crazy. Everyone's like, oh, God. She comes back inside, closes the door, like, oh, I'm so scared. It took, like, 8 minutes before anyone did anything. And just some agent from across the way, just not a police agent, a ticketing agent or whatever, just walked over and was like, did you try to go outside? And she's like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay. And then just like close it.
This is not LAX. This is Washington, D.C.?
This was
D.C.?
LAX.
No way.
So attention terrorists. Wow. Just pretend you're a dumb person
on the phone. What are you doing? Don't take it that far.
That happens tomorrow. You're going to feel real bad.
That's all we need is that being played on the news. Attention terrorists.
At the airport through an alarmed door.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a joke when you say those security people at LAX are stupid.
But
it's not a joke. I mean, they're really
a security person.
Yeah, but the security is comical, and the people we know are stupid. There's no greater place to see how self-centered and selfish people are than at the airport.
I had the nicest TSA agent ever at DC when I was flying out. He was like nice and informative
nice
and like was making the line go fast.
Okay, I want to say something though about the dog thing. I think you're right. I do think within 2 years they're going to clamp down on that. And
there's going to be some. It's going to be SNL is going to be doing sketches. It's going to be like the talk of the town.
There was a point.
I got to stop using it on stand because I don't have to.
Miranda got the vest habit like 3 years ago. Before I almost never saw them unless it was a blind person or something.
I'm the one who gave you the website.
No, she definitely had it before Stanley.
No way.
The only thing that the
you might be right.
Like 4 years.
The only thing that might happen though is I saw a fair amount of people that didn't even have the vest. That maybe people just become just more accepting of the whole dog thing. Anyway,
I think dogs are becoming more accepting.
Kind of, I see them in stores all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
On leashes. Not
you
even
can
like
try to
ones.
Do. You can try to get away with it, and most stores will let you, especially if you're a celebrity. But here's what I'm saying is
yeah, you could bring a rhino in if you were a celebrity.
I've been going to Disneyland a lot in my life.
Baby rhino will be a good celebrity pet.
Fuck
you
yeah.
Could ride it in. Brad
Why
Pitt
does a rapper not have a baby rhino? That
now
would be
they probably will. So
no one listens to the show. They won't. He's got to put a gold horn on.
For 20, 30 years, I've been going to Disneyland consistently. You know, 30, 40 times
a year.
You go
to Disneyland? I didn't know that. We should go sometime.
I'm just pointing out. I can't remember ever once seeing a dog in Disneyland up
now
until about a year ago, where one time I saw probably 15 dogs.
Yeah,
I've never seen that many. And then they put the little gates around the trees. They put little fences on them so you can open them so your dog can go in there and use the grass.
They're making a ride for dogs, actually. It's just nothing but fire hydrants and balls.
But so they immediately started accommodating all these bullshit dogs. And they're all
why are they both? He's so angry, but he can't wait to do it.
They're all the anxiety.
You're the worst.
They're all therapy dogs. They're not dogs. It's not a medical problem because the people are having the time of their lives on their phone, jogging along in Disneyland with their fucking dog running next to them. My point is that
maybe
went
the dog
on for
gives
about
them the encouragement to fight through the pain.
That went on for about 5 or 6 months. I haven't seen a single dog there, so I don't know if they found a loophole in the law and realized, or they start checking your forms because Miranda has a prescription. For Dahlia to go with her on the
plane.
But
they're not even allowed to ask.
And in the restaurants. I understand that, but sometimes they want to see that it's an actual
apparently,
service
from
dog.
What I understand, if they even ask to see, you can sue the fuck out of them if it's legit, if
well,
it's real.
Well, we tried to go to a crepe
which
restaurant
is the problem.
A couple years ago in Santa Monica, and we
I
walked
think
out with
a
dog.
Crepey restaurant?
A crepe restaurant, a French restaurant.
Ew.
And the guy goes, no dogs. And Miranda goes, it's a service dog. And the guy goes, no dogs. And we walked out, and she wanted to go back in and fight it. And I'm like, I'm not fucking.
Well, she's got a
fighting it.
Is it real though?
Yeah.
It is real prescription.
Completely. Said, yeah. Okay. But I was like, I don't really want.
That's so funny. A French restaurant because they're kind of known. Like I remember back in
you
the
know what
day,
the truth is though, I didn't want to pay $50 for two crepes.
People were saying that France is so awful because they actually bring dogs into restaurants and stuff. Yeah. I remember that being kind of like a.
It's gonna be funny when you're gonna be allowed to smoke weed everywhere but not bring your dog. Places.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of. No, I think that the dog thing is turning around. You're going to be allowed to bring your dog more places now. I mean, there's actually like cafes opening up that are for dog-friendly places.
I've been, but they're not really. There's just an
outside
patio.
You can have them on the
patio.
They
actually
have stuff on the menu for the dogs.
Yeah.
I think I love it. More dogs.
My dog will have the turkey sandwich. It's all the same food for dogs.
It'll be called All Bones About It.
It's what's that? What's it called? There's two of them.
The Doggy Bone Cafe or something.
It is something like the Bone Cafe or something like that. But they're in Orange County. There might be one up here now. But you know, the Ace Hotel, you can bring your dogs in there.
All right. I feel like this show is getting a screeching halt.
We brought Dahlia to every movie we ever went to.
Did she like which one? Did she like the most?
She liked Schindler's List. I'm
Is the show dead? I'm so depressed.
We have to revive
this. No one's listening. I don't want to talk if no one's listening.
We have to revive this. Because now I'm worried.
You know what the show is? It's like everyone's got like stories for like, you know, a couple weeks. The things that happened to them, you tell them for a couple weeks. Right?
Yeah.
Everyone's got that. And the three of us have that. And we just kind of, instead of writing diaries because we're lazy, we just talk into these microphones.
And we're not, you know.
I want to know why nobody recognized that there's not a show on.
There might have. They may have. God, we're all insecure. We'll settle down. Hey, by the way, speaking of insecurity, Cole Cockle Productions, I'll be making those phone calls very soon. I don't know when this is going up, but I'll be getting... I said that same thing on the old film vault there. Very excited. Making phone calls, making relationships, making things happen. It's exciting shit. I have no idea if the scripts that we're going to be shooting first are any good at all, because I'm the only one who's seen them so far. And they are quirky, I got to tell you that. I don't even like the quirkiness of it, but they're a little odd, but I see them so perfectly. One's about a pedophile. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Don't look at me.
You're the one that wants to go over to the unfortunate girl's little house and sing for her.
It's true.
I want to go over there and be entertained.
Yeah, that's worse.
I want you to set up a webcam.
It's getting far worse.
I want you to set up a webcam outside, stream live rotundgirl.com, and then constantly invite her over.
I wish instead of Rotund Girl, it was like some angry asshole that because I could get pictures of him and post them on the, you know, make it real, but I'm not posting pictures of a little girl.
Oh, it's fine. As long as you just black out their eyes, it's good.
Then I go out front because my dogs, for whatever reason, I guess they get tired of that backyard. God, I got some spoiled bitch dogs. So I take them out front a couple days ago. I'm like, honey, because we have no windows. In fact, our new house, if we get another house, if we move it, first thing I'm going to do is brick the front door. Fuck the front door. I'm so tired of people coming up to it. Brick it. So I go out the front door and I let the dogs run around the front. They get all excited. Like, ooh, something new. I get to go out front and they all get pumped up. Of course, Rotund Girl. Special needs older sister and mom all standing there as though they're waiting for me. Singing right in front of my house. And now I'm committed. The dogs are already out.
This is why one of my dreams is to have a house with a gate around it.
And then she starts recapping how she did the caroling for I came over and caroled, but you weren't there. I'm like, yeah, I heard.
You should just turn the music up in the car and go, what?
No, I wasn't in the car. I was just naked. Oh, I wasn't naked. But I just had the dogs like orbiting around me out front. And I was trying to like pick one up, Stanley up, so the special needs girl could. And then I thought it'd be a funny joke and say, careful, he bites when you're scared. And she was terrified already. Oh. I'm like, that was a terrible joke, Anderson. Why'd you do that?
It's not a good joke at all.
Mom is so nice. I feel really bad for that whole family. You guys really. Ah, never mind.
You're not going to feel bad for them when they're murdering you in your sleep while the girl sings carols in the corner.
And hums happy because she listens.
Oh, God.
To this program.
There was nothing. No, that would be fantastic.
No, it would not be.
You're going to wake up to a little girl right in your ear going,
I want that girl.
Comes a little faster.
I wish I had the balls to drive over there and have that little girl take her stocking over to your house and ask you to autograph it that she bought.
Will you make me a stocking for a deal?
No, she just comes over and goes, can I have one of those stickers?
Oh, it's like one of those, it's like a Hitchcock movie where like we're filling it out, we're writing, and it's like, this is a weird name, Rotunde?
Even weirder.
And then I see the address.
Across the street?
Even weirder is, she's the only listener we have, and she's constantly calling.
And then she complains next week. She's like, sorry, I couldn't complain last week. My internet was down.
She bought everything. Every casket, every stocking.
All right, this is getting depressing.
Whatever else we sold.
Her dignity. Hey,
guys, thanks for not listening.
Merry Christmas. See you for the New Year's Eve show.
Why did you say that so strangely? Are you robotic now? See you for the New Year's Eve show. What was that? Are we going to Captain Jack?
Thank you for listening to the program.
Thank you for the New Year's Eve show. Hey, are we going to Captain Jack's?
I'm in if you want to go.
That's committal.
I do. We'll talk about it off air.
We'll figure it out with terrible text chains. Bye.
Bye.